You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time to catch up again with David Bellwood, head of access at the National Theatre here on RNIB Connect Radio, to find out what's on at the NT with audio description for blind and partially sighted people. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm very well, Toby. Thanks for having me back.
We are starting with a new play by Susan Miller with Rosamund Pike as Jessica Parks in Inter Alia, an examination of modern masculinity and motherhood.
Yeah, it's a really hard-hitting play, a sort of tour de force. So Susie Miller, the writer, and Justin Martin, the director, with a team who worked on Prima Facie, which is a play we've discussed before. This is a sort of companion piece, I think you'd say, about a judge who's a mother and a wife, and she's trying to juggle various parts of her personality and her career against her private life, and then the two things collide head-on with each other in very dramatic ways. Rosamund Pike, as you say, is Jessica Parks in it, and she's a formidable actor who occupies the stage for the entire play and runs through a series of different characters, and her inner and external voices collide as well. It's a brilliant piece of work.
I can't believe it's Rosamund Pike's debut at the National Theatre, David.
It is, yes, and we're delighted to have her here. It's been a while. She's been on stage. She's done a lot of work on television and in the film world, such as Saltburn. So it's marvellous to be able to have her here in person.
Well, Inter Alia will be audio described on Saturday the 23rd of August at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm, and again on Friday the 12th of September at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm at the National Theatre's Littleton Theatre. We now have a new vision of Euripides' ultimate tragedy, Bacchae, and this is brought to life on stage through rhythm, movement and music.
Yes, it's going to be bright, it's going to be loud, it's going to have a lot of movement in it, music throughout. It's an adaptation by Nima Taligani. His first play, he's an actor who performed in Heartstopper, if your listeners are familiar with the TV show, and directed by our new artist director, Indu Rubasingham. It is going to be a hoot. It's going to be very brash, very bold, and quick and pacey and brilliant.
And I believe there's a visually impaired actor who's playing one of the main roles.
We do. So Tiresias is, in classic tradition, a blind prophet or seer or wise man, and he's been played by Simon Starton in this production. So it's always, you know, brilliant when we get to work on both sides of a performance, thinking about access across both for the actors and for the audiences simultaneously.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, Bacchae will be audio described on Saturday the 4th of October at 2:30pm with a touch tour at 12:30pm, and again on Friday the 24th of October at 7:30pm with a touch tour at 5:30pm in the National Theatre's Olivier Theatre. We must also mention the transfer of Till the Stars Come Down, and this is transferring to the Theatre Royal Haymarket with an audio described performance on Wednesday the 10th of September at 7:30pm with a touch tour prior to the performance. David, do tell me a little bit more about Till the Stars Come Down.
So this play is by Beth Steele, who was a writer in residence here at the National Theatre, and she developed it from a dream she had. So she had a very distinct vision in one of her dreams of a particular scene, which I won't spoil for your listeners, which then she built the play out from. It's a family comedy drama set around a wedding and comes with all those tensions that, you know, families encounter as they get more stressful and more anxious towards the big day. It's very funny. And I'm delighted that it has a future life and it's gone on to the West End.
And we must also mention that Dear England is on tour as well at the moment.
Yes, so Dear England, some of your listeners may have come to the National Theatre to see it. They might have gone to the Lowry, but it's going to start a national tour from the 15th of September. It's a brilliant play, absolutely huge scale, about the development of the English football team and Gareth Southgate's part in that. So we start in Plymouth on the 15th of September, and then it keeps going. So do look out for where it might be near you. It finishes 14th of March next year in Birmingham.
So, David, what great productions have you selected this time that are available online with audio description from NT at Home for listeners to watch from the comfort of their sofa or armchair?
So I'm going to start with one that we talked about when it was here. So back last year in the Dorfman, we had a play called A Tupperware of Ashes. It's an absolutely amazing play with Tanika Gupta, the writer, and directed by Pooja Ghai, with Mirzal as the main character, Queenie, who is a successful chef who is developing early onset Alzheimer's. It's very, very moving, and the performances are absolutely out of this world. If you didn't manage to catch it live, do go on Sentia at home to check it out. And then my second play is going to be Mosquitoes, which is one of those ones which introduces science onto the stage, which I'm always a massive fan of plays that tackle science. So set in 2008, it looks at the Large Hadron Collider and the searches for the Higgs boson, but it also has two sisters played by Olivia Colman and Olivia Williams, who also sort of collide at the same time. Also in there is Joseph Quinn, who is an actor who was in Mosquitoes and then has gone on to be well known for Stranger Things and is currently in the Fantastic Four film.
Ah, exactly, yes. And I believe the NTO are also looking out for people for employment at the NTO at the moment.
We really are. So there's a few jobs on our website, especially in development, so fundraising and gifts management. If you're interested, please do throw in an application. We'll be delighted to hear from you. But yeah, do check those out.
And finally, David, if listeners would like to find out more about the Audio Described performances we've just chatted about and others at the NT, along with the availability of productions online with audio description, where can people go to find out more?
So I've got a couple of websites for you, Toby. The main website for our shows here is nationaltheatre.org.uk. That's nationaltheatre.org.uk. For NT at Home, that website is ntathome.com, so ntathome.com. And if you are interested in checking out our jobs page, that's jobs.nationaltheatre.org.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, David, for sharing some great productions with Audio Description at the NT and others online with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.